HarperCollins presents Witch Please, Empowerment and Enlightenment for the Modern Mystic by Victoria Maxwell, read by Rachel Winters. You are magic and you have the power to create the life of your dreams. Introduction. You won't find magic in the pages of this book, because the magic you're looking for is inside of you. The book you hold in your hands is just a guide to help you remember, to help you wake up your own magic and activate your own power. I have been some kind of spiritual for as long as I can remember. I didn't grow up in a religious home. I am not a hereditary witch, although I believe that all of us have ancestors who are connected to their magic, and I don't have any fantastic stories of visitations from passed over loved ones or angelic beings when I was a child. And yet, I always believed in some kind of higher power, and I believed that I had the ability to connect with that power. I didn't really know exactly how I was supposed to do it, but I would lie awake in bed at night and softly talk out loud, to myself, to the universe, to God, to whoever or whatever it was that I knew was listening. I usually just chatted about my day, about what was worrying me. Then I'd tell it my wishes. In many ways, my magic hasn't really changed that much since then. Even though I had a handful of strange experiences growing up, I always thought I was a bit of a muggle. I felt different, but I certainly didn't feel special, powerful, or magical. It wasn't until I was in my early 30s that I really started to be able to connect with my intuition, my friends in spirit, my spirit guides, angels, and ancestors, and began to take control of my destiny through activating my own magic. Although I spent most of my teen years and my 20s secretly hoping that one day my psychic powers would kick in, I had kind of resigned myself to the fact that maybe some people could do magic or had psychic powers, and some couldn't or didn't, and I was probably the latter. I certainly never thought in a million years that I would one day be running a successful spiritual business reading tarot and teaching others how to open up to their own spiritual power. And if you told me years ago I'd be writing this book about how to wake up your magic and create the life of your dreams, I would never have believed it. But a desire to change your life is a powerful thing, and it doesn't matter how magical or psychic or gifted you think you are. The truth is that we are all able to connect to our own power, intuition, and divine guidance. All we need to do is make the conscious decision to do so, and put in a little effort and practice. My magical knowledge and my way of doing things is kind of a spiritual hot mess. It doesn't come from just one belief system or magical path. It comes from years of seeking and searching for answers and trying to find out many different things that I found in many different places. Witch is just one word I use to describe myself on this eclectic magical path. I am also a mystic, spiritual seeker, starseed, priestess, magician, light worker, and a Hufflepuff. My personal definition of being a witch is simply someone who is activated and is connected to their own power. A witch is someone who believes they have the power to create positive change in their own lives and in the world around them. It's anyone who takes their destiny into their own hands. You may have a different definition of what it means to be a witch. You may not even want to call yourself a witch at all, but still want to work magic in your life. I invite you to take some time to consider what being a witch or a magic maker may mean for you. Create your own definition that feels right for you, and be open to allowing it to change as your own personal path to magic unfolds. Anyone of any age, gender, background, ability, or belief system can be a witch. This is one of the reasons why the outcasts and people who feel a little bit different often gravitate towards the magical path. It is all-inclusive. There are no rules here about what you have to believe in. There are witches who work with the goddess and witches who work with Jesus. There are witches who call on unicorns and fairies and witches who call on the goddesses of the underworld. I first became interested in traditional witchcraft as a teenager in the mid-1990s, right about the time The Craft came out. It was as if I had finally found a system that let me tune into and harness the force that I knew existed, but
Sample complete. Ready to continue?